It's called protein degradation. And if you're a bad protein in a cancer cell, you'd better get your affairs in order. Because now, thanks to Dana-Farber's foundational work, protein degradation can target cancer-causing proteins and destroy them, right inside the cell. This take-no-prisoners approach is making a difference in multiple myeloma and other blood cancers, and is how Dana-Farber is working to treat previously untreatable cancers. Learn more at danafarber.org/everywhere.
This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
What semiconductors have to do with childcare. From Marketplace, I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio. Semiconductors in a second. First, the Federal Reserve's Open Market Committee is getting together tomorrow and Wednesday for its last huddle of the year. These are the folks who guide the country's interest rates. And last couple meetings, they left rates alone, keeping them at 5.4%. That's more than a two-decade high. The question now is, how much longer do they need to stay there to get inflation down to the Fed's target of 2%? Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman reports.
Whatever the Fed governors think about their inflation fight, consumers appear to have decided they've won.
All demographic groups are in agreement that inflation is going to slow down in the year ahead.
Joanne Hsu at the University of Michigan Consumer Surveys says that's one reason sentiment shot up in December. Another reason can be seen in the strong November jobs report.
Consumers feel fairly confident about the growth of their incomes over the next year. That's one of the big reasons why consumer spending has remained so robust.
All of which could alarm the Fed, which worries bigger paychecks and more spending might actually spark an inflation rebound, says Quincy Crosby at LPL Financial.
With consumer sentiment climbing higher, the wages inching up ever so slightly, and the unemployment rate coming down, the Fed may add a little bit more hawkishness into its statement.
Still, Crosby says no one expects the Fed to hike rates again at this week's meeting. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.
Argentina officially has a new president. Libertarian Javier Milei was sworn into office Sunday. In his inauguration speech, he doubled down on some of his radical plans to overhaul the country's economy, but he was silent on others. Marketplace's Kristen Schwab has more.
Milei has made extreme promises to tackle the economic crisis in Argentina, where 40% of people live in poverty and inflation is nearing 150%. He says to turn the economy around, things are going to get worse before they get better. In his speech, he doubled down on his plan to cut public spending by 15% of the country's GDP, while acknowledging it would impact employment. Milei made plenty of other extreme promises during his campaign that were notably not mentioned in his speech. He campaigned on getting rid of Argentina's central bank. He also said he wants to change the country's currency from the peso to the dollar, a tactic some say would get rid of inflation and others say would mean forfeiting monetary policy. These plans appear to have been put on the back burner. Milei is expected to announce a package of economic measures early this week. He's likely to face opposition from Argentina's Congress, where his party is the minority. I'm Kristen Schwab for Marketplace.
And in one of the biggest contracts in sports history, Shohei Ohtani is moving from the LA Angels to the Dodgers for $700 million over 10 years. That's 62% more than the previous record and more than the entire payrolls of Baltimore and Oakland.
Traditional revenue sources for public media, and really the media at large, are declining this year, and we at Marketplace are not immune to these trends. We're currently tracking behind target for this budget year. We are tightening up expenses, but the need for trusted, grounded, fact-based reporting is as pressing as ever. We can't cut back on our mission, so we are turning to listeners like you. Please step up now and invest in Marketplace. If you haven't yet given, now is the time. Go to marketplace.org/donate.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? Don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.
The U.S. is in the middle of a major push to convince semiconductor companies to build new chip manufacturing plants here in the U.S. But tucked within that project is an effort to promote childcare. Any application asking for $150 million or more in CHIPS Act funding is required to include a childcare plan for its workers and contractors. As that money starts to flow, Marketplace's Stephanie Hughes looks at how access to childcare is a problem for many companies, not just computer chip makers, and how one business is trying to solve it.
It's story time at the Tyson Learning Center, next door to the company's poultry plant in Humble, Tennessee. Pre-K teacher Tiki R. Pewitt rounds everyone up.
I need all of my friends to have a seat on their bottoms, please. Let me see you do crisscross applesauce.
Pewitt works for KinderCare, the company Tyson hired to run this center. All of the kids are related to workers at the plant. Some of them have been here since 4:30 in the morning. That's right before the day shift starts. Tyson's Garrett Dolan says the company wants to make sure its workers have a place to bring their kids.
We need guaranteed open slots at the hours that we operate. And the only way to control that was for us to do it ourselves.
Dolan works in HR. He says he pushed to open this on-site childcare center because in rural areas where many of the company's plants are located, there simply isn't enough affordable childcare. And that makes it hard for the company to attract workers.
You're thinking, gee, I can make $36,000 a year, but I'm going to have to pay $11,000 of that for childcare. Is it worth it? And I think a very common answer is no, it's not.
Both Tyson and the state of Tennessee subsidize the care. Dolan says that parents pay on average $1.66 an hour. That's less than half of what it would cost elsewhere in the state, according to a recent study. And that is life-changing for shift workers, some of whom don't have a lot of outside support.
You know, a lot of people say they have a village. I don't have a village.
Tiffany Butler runs a deboning machine at the Humboldt plant. She has five kids and stopped working when her youngest was born in 2021. She was able to rejoin the workforce this summer because of that inexpensive child care at Tyson.
I was really excited about getting to be a working mother, a woman, and get to be able to be independent. And that's big.
Butler says her kids are happy and learning, so she'll stay with Tyson, even if she gets offered another job with a bigger salary. And that is what companies call a sticky benefit. But Elliot Haspel says linking child care to employment will inevitably leave out lots of workers. He's author of the book, Crawling Behind, America's Childcare Crisis and How to Fix It.
Think about the millions of gig workers in this country. They don't have an employer of record. They cannot and will never be able to have access to child care benefits.
The Tyson program's a pilot. The company's Garrett Dolan says he's hoping to see an increase in worker retention and an intangible benefit, a boost to the company's reputation. I'm Stephanie Hughes for Marketplace.
And in New York, I'm Sabri Benishore with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.